YWCAs in Tucson, Arizona, and Olympia, Washington already have changed the policy. YWCAs in Madison and in Albuquerque, New Mexico are considering doing the same. But in La Crosse, Executive Director Linda Seidel says YWCA leaders have traditionally been women in order to encourage women in leadership positions. Seidel doesn't see a reason to change. She says studies show it's a good idea.
They have identified, for example, board meetings where there's both men and women at the table, and time again these studies show that men tend to take the role of power and position on the board level. And when you're in a room where it's all women around the table, there's equal opportunity and an openness and willingness for everyone to participate.
Seidel says more women are now in leadership positions, but it's still not at the point where there's an equal playing field for men and women. The executive director of Madison's YWCA says her agency could lose United Way funds by keeping the women-only policy. Seidel says the United Way of the La Crosse area is supportive and has not made any threats to cut funding. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.